News from Rotherhithe. Around the world in 80 days. Chef returns after nearly a year at sea in grueling yacht race. After nearly 11 months at sea, 6 continents visited and 40,000 miles travelled, a Rotherhithe chef has returned home after completing a grueling around the world yacht race. The 12 clippers and their amateur crews arrived safely in London on Saturday and were given a hero's welcome by thousands of spectators lining the Thames. Lawrence Lingard, 48, runs the Simplicity restaurant in Tunnel Road, Rotherhithe, but swapped tossing salad for being tossed around himself when the race began last September. Speaking to the news after his arrival, he spoke proudly of overcoming his lifelong fear of drowning and of completing a huge challenge. He said, "I'd never sailed in my life before the race." He also expressed disbelief at the raucous reception the boats received in London. "It was brilliant. I had friends come to visit, but there were so many people and so much noise that I couldn't even see them. It was a great welcome home." Lawrence quickly took responsibility for his team's maritime munch while on board. He laughed, "I think my crew were the only people who put weight on." At each port, Lawrence also took part in cook-offs with the local chefs, something he described as a highlight. He said, "One of the things I've taken from the trip has been meeting different chefs and getting inspiration for international meals." Many of these meetings were recorded and may be included in a television miniseries about the race, currently being distributed by the BBC. Lawrence also spoke of potential ideas for a new genre of extreme cookery shows and said, "Maybe I'll be the new celebrity chef." Despite missing out on a podium finish, Lawrence and his fellow crewmates received plaudits for their sportsmanship and bravery during the race, after they twice suspended their own efforts to aid another boat, first when 2 crew members were injured, and then again when the engine room on the same boat caught fire. Lawrence's team even donated some of their own sailors to help ensure that their disaster-ridden rival could complete the race. It was far from plain sailing for the other teams involved too. One boat was nearly toppled by a waterspout, while a crew member from another fell overboard and was lost in the icy waters of the Pacific Ocean for over 90 minutes. Miraculously, he was finally located and has recovered fully. Now home, Lawrence is wasting no time in jumping back into the world of running a restaurant. There's work to do, including refurbishments and tweaking the menu. "Once everything is put in order, the next task," said Lawrence, "was to get a good rest. I think I definitely need a holiday."